I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. 2 years ago, Dr. Joe Freeman founded the group Free Life Medical Assistance for Louisiana. They provided free medical care to evacuees from Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. He also worked in two FEMA-operated morgues after the storms, and we caught up with him just days after Katrina hit.
I'm angry. I cannot have the same color skin as these people that you see on television that tell you that they have no water. They have no food, and I know in my heart, and I don't care if people are upset about it, if this was the coast and where the complexion of these people were not black, this would not be happening.
I personally visited Dr. Freeman in his home last year on the first anniversary of the Katrina disaster, and he said the storm may have come and gone, but it left the Gulf Coast in a lingering medical crisis.
Post-traumatic stress syndrome. You lost your mother. You lost your son. I mean, you're going to self-medicate. There's going to be more uses of drugs. There's a lot of things that go on with this that we haven't even scratched the surface on.
Now an ER doctor in the Lake Charles area, Dr. Freeman's with us once again to talk about life in the Gulf Coast nearly 2 years after Katrina. Dr. Freeman, it's great to talk to you again.
Hi. How are you doing, Farah?
I'm doing great. Now, you were angry and dissatisfied with the recovery effort a year ago, 2 years ago. How do you feel now, and what's going on now?
Well, for I'm still angry. Recovery slow. I mean, as you walk. Well, I went to New Orleans. I got the courage and strength to go to New Orleans the day the Saints came back, and the Superdome was rebuilt. And what a beautiful day. It was a glorious sunny day, and people were smiling and talking, and everybody was happy, and I was just walking, and it was like great. And I was just I was walking all over, and I walked myself right out of the French quarters, and boom, there go the blue tarps.
So it's a stark contrast between the surface that's built up and then all the areas that aren't.
Absolutely. A huge contrast. I understand that President Bush is coming tomorrow to New Orleans, and that's great. I'm sure every politician will take, will be there and do their sound bites. But I really wish he would have brought some water 2 years ago. You know, we're still in the midst of it. I'm sorry.
No. I just, you are someone who did so many different things to care for people. And you did talk to us about PTSD. You yourself have certainly been through enough trauma. Helping people can be such a burden. But how are people doing emotionally, the people who come into you and the people you know?
Well, I mean, I can tell you just from people that's in the last 2 years. There's a nurse that I work with in Lake Charles. Obviously, Rita was hit, and then his home was in New Orleans, and then there came Rita. But he has rebuilt. But when he talks about New Orleans, you can see the sadness, and he says they'll never, ever, ever be the same. Okay? Now, and then just last night, when I worked, there was a gentleman who was an evacuee from New Orleans who now lives in Iowa, Louisiana, in a FEMA trailer, who is on crack, 56 years old, who just don't have anything. I mean, we in this state, and I think we're all affected, are going through it, and every time it just rolls around, it's kind of reliving someone's death in some strange way.
And what about violence? I mean, as an ER doctor, I'm sure you see your share. What is going on, do you think, with people who are both perpetrating and the victims of?
Well, now, just from my visits since we've talked to New Orleans, all the hotels in the French quarters have armed security now. all of them. The violence, you've heard the stories in New Orleans. It's all over. The violence has increased. People don't have. As far as my profession is concerned, doctors have fled.
Mm.
Okay.
So there aren't even people around to reach out as many.
No. I mean, you know, I've been working in the charity system in Louisiana for the past, I think, 7 months in Lake Charles. And the services are dwindling away. You know, when the charity system in New Orleans shut down, it was devastating and is devastating. It's unbelievable. You better not have a broke leg in the state of Louisiana. It is rough. You better not have a mental illness. It's rough.
And I'm sure it's rough on you. We are going to have to let you go, but let's definitely stay in touch, and I wish you the best with everything you do.
Thank you very, very, very much.
Dr. Joe Freeman is an ER doctor in the Lake Charles area of Louisiana, and he came to us from the LA Post studios in Baton Rouge.